I used to live on a bottom floor apartment, and the guys that would do the lawn would like have to go in between this bush to get to my apartment. And so like every once in a while, I would not only have it, but like like face to face with these guys, like mowing like the lawn and doing leaf work, like right in front of me. Like,
I had a similar face to face story involving window cleaners that were cleaning my house at home.
Was your winky out?
I just didn't know they were there, and woke up one morning and just turned my head, and there was an old man staring at me, and who just waved, and then I just rolled over and.
I
actually rolled out of bed and hid next to my bed.
Lay there on the floor next to your bed.
Army crawled out so that he could not see me.
Broke the window.
And I stayed there for 3 years until I developed a husk.
You don't have a lot of false bottom. Here's what I think. Why not keep Christmas trees, but they also have a little cabinet in it so you can do stuff for that in case there's a very embarrassing situation where, like we don't have a lot of things you can hide in and pretend you're not in the room. Oh. Right?
Would you have to have a Christmas tree in every room?
It would be pretty conspicuous. Inconspicuous.
Just my year tree.
Everyone knows. I think everyone knows. Like, if you get caught in a room naked or if someone's outside your window, you go inside the Christmas tree.
I almost would have rather been naked. Then it's something's understood, like he's not supposed to be looking. But this is more of just a...
Howdy. Just clean your window.
I wake up
howdy
there. And say hi to people in their windows.
The thing is that...
I don't expect to
you sleep very late.
Why that guy's the worst.
It was the afternoon.
Why that guy's the worst is because... You're not the only window he cleans. Like, you didn't hire him. It wasn't like it was your place and you were like, can you please come clean my windows? He's being a weirdo with going and saying hi to people in the fucking windows at every window. Like, he has no etiquette. This guy doesn't understand the fucking well he's opening and being like, you can't say, you have to pretend you can't see people. That's the deal we've all made.
Yeah. You look right through me.
Yep. Yeah, just pretend like it's not there. So that was, is he looking at me? He's like, oh no, there's a fly right there on the window. That's the courtesy. What an asshole. Dan has decided
this guy waves. What a dick. You know what I mean?
That's what, no, people, there's a real thing to that, of the idea of people being thinking they're being polite and not being polite. Like, that's the worst.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. But yeah, no, that's, that would definitely freak me out, for sure.
So you can't remember it. If that was when I was little or if that was a few years ago.
Wow, I think you were legitimately traumatized.
Yeah. Every day. Yep.
I see his face every time I wake up. Just waving.
Good morning. Has there ever
the first time was weird, but the next 3 years, weirder.
Yeah.
But he has!
Every day.
Can I seriously say something? That's what I'm saying, is that these people who think, it's like opening the doors. Like, there's these people that want you, that when you want, they're like, people open doors for each other. They pretty much want you to stand by a door for a half an hour, like, guessing if these wafting people coming. That guy, if he sees you again, has to wave.
Oh, he knows.
He has to wave again.
But character. I don't know what he looks like. I have repressed.
He has to wave to everyone.
Just a blind face.
He's waving to everyone.
Just a hand. It was just a
hand. Oh boy.
Oh, well, it's all coming back.
Scary. Oh man.
Just relax, man.
So you're dating? That's a
yeah.
That's
so anyway.
Neato. Or is it?
Yeah.
Love that chicken at Popeyes.
Okay.
Would you like me to do all of the theme songs from different? There's Louisiana Fast.
What if you had a guest play?
Fast.
Oh.
Whoa. Would you like to play guitar? Can you pick?
He wants to play.
Are you comfortable with it?
He's pretty good.
He's got the better mic for it.
Yeah.
I say go for it. Here's what we're going to do. Are you pissed?
No, it's cool.
Hold on.
Stealing my life.
Dan, do you want to play guitar?
Dan can play guitar, but...
I thought
it would be a new twist, but...
I would love it, but it's all... If this is your territory, I understand that.
It's cool.
Hey. Is it cool?
It's cool.
Is it cool?
It's cool.
Damn, we have a pretty good podcast relationship. Tell me if it's not cool.
It's cool. It's fine.
Anytime someone says it's fine.
It's
fine means
it's
not
fine.
No one is fighting
101. This is groundbreaking news. It is fine.
Fine is never okay.
First time ever, it's actually fine. Oh boy, this is big.
Thank you. Thank you for being on my fucking side. It's never fine.
Yeah, no,
it's never fine.
Fine.
Please play, okay?
Play.
Please play.
All right. If that's what you want.
God, I'm already having flashbacks to people I don't want to talk to. Here's what we're going to do. Can you slide over here? Everyone slide this way, and I'm gonna take Hemi your mic.
Okay.
Like that, thusly.
Whoops.
In such a thusly fashion.
Trapped.
Okay. Is anyone else less stuck? Oh my goodness. The mic is attaching itself.
Oh, there we go.
All right, hand that to Dan. Move all that. Put that on the your chest. We're going to slide this way. And then point the mic right here so we can hear your lovely guitar. Is this mic really difficult to use and I don't know it?
They're pretty hard to pick.
Play. Switch it. Take that off your chest. Just drop it. Play. And I'll hold this for you. And then we'll share this mic when you get to go. So here's what we do is the person pops into the room. This is called What Would You Say? And you get the last word, and then they go away. And then we'll end the show on a musical note. Dan, you go first. Hold on. This is bumming me out. Why didn't I change this? Stop. I wanted like, I got a pig, home and a pig. I want like fucking, I want like fucking yokel music. Incestrier.
Deliverancer. I should capo it up.
Then capo-capo it up.
Capo-capo.
There we go, we're getting closer.
Yeah, just do a little C to the G to the C to the G to the C to the G to the...
Everyone's dung digga dung digga dung. Yes! And can I get a bum bum bum? I need a bum bum bum. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
This is what I want. No, wait, hold on. Pause for a second. Are you willing to let someone slap spoons on their knee?
Yeah. Yes, I'll do it.
Can you please go get someone spoons?
What about?
You're not hooked up.
What about?
You're not hooked up.
We already have tons.
What about the box, Dan?
There is a whole box of percussion equipment.
Of spoons?
Really? From what?
From Ben.
So you guys take breaks and edit?
No. These are, We edit, but I like this shit. No, don't take the... I just want the spoons. I only want spoons. I like the openness of... I like the live action. I like the hentai version of the
Dan's
podcast,
in the other
too.
Room, I really wish I played guitar. Good thing you can hear it from there. But,
yeah. Shh, don't tell Dan.
What?
It's fine.
Hey.
Shh, don't tell Dan. He doesn't play guitar.
Really?
It's an Alanis Morissette CD.
Exactly.
It's just hooked up over there.
You've been playing it for years.
He's been playing that CD
ever
since
he was...
I show up. He's like, oh, Mike, hey, Dan! Yeah, okay.
He nailed it. No, I'm just kidding. The door's right there. Boy, get out of my goddamn apartment.
Keep going. You want to
give me the spoon.
Let me do something in this world.
There you go.
What's like a funny thing we could do to Southern music? That like is so out of place to do with Southern music. Like a sing-along we could do.
Poetry reading.
I dig the jacket.
We could talk about like pre-bake. I think that's like one of the points of things I find very funny is like pre-made baking stuff, like where you buy it, like croissants, and you put them in the oven.
Oh, yeah. And that pop open?
Yeah. That's pretty funny. It doesn't really work with Southern music at all, so I want to try.
Well, Florida does, because you get biscuits, and I feel like biscuits.
No. No one in the South is like, oh, I remember when my mama would go down to Walgreens and
she'd buy those Pop-Tarts. She'd cook them up real good.
Keep playing. I'm gonna tell you my mama's recipe for Pop-Tarts. Now the key to Pop-Tarts in the South, we eat them different than in the North. Slow cook them
all day
for 9 hours.
Put them in the smoker. Crock pot.
You gotta soak them in apple cider. The idea of soggy Pop-Tarts over a fucking smoker, and this guy, this big fat Southern guy, just going in, leaning over, and like. Dripping apple cider.
Marinated in barbecue sauce.
Are they done yet, Papa? Oh, no, they need another 6 hours up in man. I'm going to serve these people these wet, burnt, disgusting, wild cherry purple pieces of shit.
This big, because they're so hard.
They're either tiny or he uses, like, he burns their huge piles of them. He just keeps throwing them in because they keep evaporating. Tell us about another free but big thing that you cook.
You see a lot of lean pockets, does that count?
Yes!
Yeah!
It does count! I love lean pockets.
Ooh, so healthy.
Yeah, then meatballs.
Fucking meatballs, whatever.
Burn the shit out of your mouth.
But, yeah, no, they definitely did. Every time I've eaten a lean pocket, I've burned the roof of my mouth. I don't think there's been.
I will reveal this business plan to you. I might even take the microphone so I can hear it. Okay. We're getting you. This is a real business plan I have. It's called Fancier Hot Pockets. And it's a restaurant where they make artisanal hot pockets. But you come into the room and it's a real restaurant. But the only interaction you have is there's a guy sitting on a couch and he just sits there all day. And you go up to a microwave and you put it and you press the button and out comes your artisanal like hot pocket. So it looks like
it's the pocket.
It looks like a shitty apartment. It looks like a shitty apartment with a guy sitting on the couch stoned. Like, he even smokes a fake bong. Yeah. Like, he does everything.
There's an N64, fake N64 setup.
Of course.
Yeah.
Somebody's weird girlfriend comes over who's much hotter than he should have as a girlfriend. and you get, and all you do, they're just quiet until they scream for 3 hours at a time. But all you do is you go and you put money in the microwave and you get out like the most delicious baguette of food.
Oh, wow. That'd be great.
Solo.
Again.
All right, but I'm Michael Mustel with this bonus segment.
Remix.
Oh, nice. Nice remix.
Yay!